you like this episode, please subscribe, share with others, rate and review so we can continue to bring you great programming.
Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
We are back. Welcome to another episode of a nonprofit. Let's do take two, shall we?
We're back.
We're back. Welcome to the Nonprofit Snapcast. I'm your host, Mickey Desai, talking to an old friend of the show, Trace Kingham. Trace, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
I'm glad we could do it. Trace is the CEO and founder of something called Reimagined Experiences, which I know we're going to get into here. But when we last talked, let me ask this question another way. How is Reimagined Experiences different from doing what we were talking about in the world of event planning some months ago?
Yeah, thanks. Well, Reimagined Experiences really culminated out of the pandemic. When all of our events for our clients started canceling, rescheduling, gave us time to take pause, sit back and really rethink what we're doing to support our clients in their endeavors of staying front and forward with their constituents, but also raising those critical funds, because most of our clients are nonprofits and they rely so heavily on those event revenue that they have in their budget. So during that time, after a flurry of activity in March to reschedule and cancel, really just started thinking about how we can support our clients. And we reimagined ourselves, and hence came the name Reimagined Experiences. So we landed on helping our clients do virtual events over the pandemic. And we did 42 of those, 42 events where we helped organizations raise over $15 million for revenue for their organizations.
Hold on, let's back up. 42 events in the last year during pandemic?
Yes, 42.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really exciting to talk to our clients and let them know that we're managing this, because they were frozen like deer in the headlights of what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And it was just a great relief to see in our Zoom calls that they just kind of relaxed and like, oh, you're going to do that aspect of it, and we can continue to do what we do, which is steward, raise funds, keep in front of our constituents while you handle all the technology. So we consulted them through the process, and it was a great learning curve for all of us.
Right.
But in this business, you do what you need to do. And I had enough knowledge, because we'd been, prior to the pandemic, we had been, taking the live shows in the ballrooms and throwing them out to Facebook Live or YouTube Live, because that was, a thing that was happening more and more often with our clients to get more folks in front of what it is that they're doing. So I knew in the back of my mind that we could help. How we were going to do that, not so sure, but I learned very rapidly, have great partners that we worked with to get us there. And at the end of beginning of this summer, we looked back and we kind of tallied, and we had done 42 events. And that I'm just so proud of that, over $18 million of helping them raise funds across those organizations. So
that is just incredible. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. $18 million, 42 events. That is one heck of a set of feathers in a hat. That's just amazing.
Yeah.
But I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, it's like, I just the type of person that takes lemons and tries to turn it into lemonade,
Yep.
And I feel like we helped our clients and we gave them that perspective. Like, this is a good thing. We can make this work for you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of eyes have opened, and now we continue to do. We've got, I would say about 40% of our clients are continuing down that virtual journey because it was so successful. We're now, of course, focusing on hybrid experiences.
Yeah.
How do we take the ballroom experience and really make that and give them some revenue, but also, again, keeping in front of their constituents with a virtual ticket. So,
yep.
And then we have a few still that have just gone fully back virtual. So it's been fun to have this diversity of work on our books today. So.
It's truly amazing. And we've been talking on the Snapcast about how the future of event planning probably has to be hybrid for everybody. And I personally think that that's, going to be a persistent change that will, never, ever go away. I think
so
that's
true.
Probably yeah. going to be the case.
Yeah. But, and I think businesses are going to really look at, are you offering some sort of a virtual ticket? not only to participate, but also as a sponsor to ensure that they're getting a further reach with their sponsorship dollars to based on whatever they might be, if they're looking at from their marketing budget or if they're looking from their foundational budget. You know, some organizations do rely on that sponsorship and how wide of an audience that you have. So it could be very helpful for nonprofits to really consider ensuring they're doing hybrid events.
Sure. So let me ask, I'm going to dumb down my questions here for myself just to, you know, make sure we have a good conversation. But should every single nonprofit be looking at doing hybrid events? Is there an entity that maybe shouldn't be considering it?
I think that, you know, it really is dependent upon what you're trying to accomplish with that goal. If you're trying to immerse your guest into the mission, say, for example, I know there's a nonprofit here in Tampa that builds bicycles, and they're really relying on that event to really get the volunteers and the community engaged to build these bicycles. And that, I think, might be an exception to a hybrid. But, you know, as you sit here and think and brainstorm a bit, it would be beneficial, I think, to all nonprofits to do something, whether even that's just screaming it to their live, you know, to their Facebook page. Right. It just gets those individuals that are following you to see what it is that you're doing, even if it's just for 30 seconds, 1 minute when they dive in, just to remind them that you know, you've got something going on that they've said they signed up and they're interested in. So I would say, yeah, I mean, I really would be hard challenged to find something that wouldn't be okay to do hybrid. I think most right. nonprofits should really be considering that because yeah. of all the different variables that we just spoke about.
So. I mean, you know, just you and I talking right here at the moment, and of course our listeners are hopefully joining us for a cup of coffee with this podcast. But there's a part of me that wonders if small to medium sized nonprofits simply still find it hard to think about how to craft their events in a virtual space. You know, mm-hmm. that it still remains difficult to think that, oh, one day we won't simply return to just doing stuff in the ballroom or, you know, doing a barbecue or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think, I don't know, maybe you would agree with me, I hope, that even small nonprofits can do things virtually with little or no budget.
Yeah, indeed. I think there's so many things. The price points for some of these things have come down, the platforms. But again, you know, Facebook is and YouTube, and you know, now they have Instagram Live, and there's so many channels that are available for nonprofits at any budget to utilize and maximize. So I feel like you're exactly right. I think that you really need to have this in consideration for whatever it is you're doing, even if it is building bikes or attending a gala. You know, you just bring in that 30 minute program or that keynote speaker. You don't have to show the entire experience. That doesn't make sense in a virtual world. You just carve out what's the key moments that you want your virtual attendees to watch. And that's when you stream. So, right. You know, if that's all the guests are there for an hour prior to keynote speaker, you know, CEO comes up, does a few words, that's what we're streaming out. So we're not right. doing the entire experience. So it's just thinking through strategically what you want your guests on the virtual end to see.
Yep, exactly. You're reminding me of a joke, and I may edit this out, but there was this, this country preacher who was new in town, very small farming community. And he was about to deliver his first sermon on the day that happened to be the town's first and worst blizzard of the year. And so he shows up and no one else does. And he gets, you know, he's sitting there walking around his small church. And then finally one farmer manages to walk in through the front door. He brought his tractor in so he could, you know, navigate these hazardous roads. So he drove his tractor in, farmer sits down, and the preacher says, "Well, I'm glad you're here. I have a sermon ready to go. Shall we conduct worship? Shall we do our service?" And the farmer says, "Well, if I went out to feed the cows and only one showed up, I would still feed her." So the preacher says, "Yes, let's do this." And he gets up there and he delivers his sermon, and it's passionate and it's fire and it's brimstone and it's, you know, it's thorough and you know, it's strong finish on a sermon, good public speaking skills. And he sits down next to the farmer when he's done. And he says, "Well, how'd it go? What'd you think?" And the farmer says, "Well, if I went out to feed the cows and only one showed up, I would feed her, but I probably wouldn't give her the entire load." So yes, exactly. You don't have to give them the entire event.
Yeah, you know.
Just the relevant parts to keep them interested.
And I think it's where that you also kind of put on your marketing hat because, you know, you want to leave them wanting more. Yeah. So, you know, use the virtual, the social channels as a way to, you know, get your constituents to want to learn more and get engaged and hear more and be part of what it is that you're doing. So, and it's all about storytelling. I mean, that's what we tell our clients is really come up with those stories, turn those statistics into stories, because there's nothing more lackluster than just up there feeding a bunch of numbers. You're going to lose your, you have a very short attention span when you're on a virtual platform. You're, you know, you're competing with the cell phone, you're competing with your kids coming in, you're competing with the laundry room upstairs, you know, with, so you really need to hook and line and sinker them with storytelling and really find ways to turn those statistics, those facts into stories. And that's going to be key for all of these successful virtual experiences that we're doing. We're converting them all into stories.
So. Well, I think the name of the entity sort of ties in very strongly with that reimagined experiences. The sharing of experiences is all about the sharing of a story.
Yeah.
And there's something you've said in your notes to me earlier on, which is, you know, the sharing of the story has everything to do with really getting into and knowing the culture of the organization. So can we talk a little bit about that? What does it mean for an outsider like yourself to walk into an entity and help them write about their culture? I'm going to use the term write about their culture because I think that precedes the ability to tell that story. But help me out here. Where am I? There's that connection I'm trying to make between the actual telling of the story and the appreciation of that culture of the organization.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of really just having them have a good base of individuals at the table that we can sit down and ask lots of questions. So when we always start with clients, we ask them to come together with volunteers, staff, clients, individuals who they're trying to steward that they want to get interested. And we do what we call an appreciative inquiry process where we spend about an hour and break them into smaller groups and ask questions that are not necessarily related to the organization, but really get them to talk about what is the best experience that you've attended in your lifetime when it comes to an event, or you know, when you're thinking of a nonprofit, share with us why you support a nonprofit. It doesn't have to be the one we're talking, you know, that we're here for today, but really just getting them to share their appreciative inquiry model. It really works great. And then we take all that data and we're able to then really understand what direction we need to take these experiences to really help these organizations succeed, get those individuals participating to open up their wallets, spread the word, become a volunteer. You know, there's so many things and we need to prioritize based on the organization's needs. It's not just about raising money. It's also about helping get the message out. It's about getting that volunteer base mobilized, excited, and ready and passionate to get out there and help them with their mission. So there's a number of things that we do, but that's a great way to uncover the culture as well.
And a great way to just do something. You're not just walking in to help an entity throw a party. You're actually doing the data collection and then mapping that data towards various outcomes, whether it's a call to action for volunteers or for donations or whatever. It's not just hey, we're going to throw an online party and throw some stuff up on video. There's more to it.
Absolutely. It's a complete strategy plan that we put in place. And we're even offering coaching. We coach up speakers. We're helping reimagine the way in which you engage with your guest in an in-person environment and in a virtual. I mean, it's very different. We're doing poll everywhere. We're getting a guest to submit their pictures through a text number. There's just a number of things that we're doing to keep the audience engaged and excited because they want to see others. When you know, it's a little lonely when you're all alone in your room or your television set in your home watching an event. How can we turn that into have guests feel that they're part of something much bigger?
Yep.
That's the big challenge. So it really is a strategy, and that's what makes it so fun for me and our team is really just helping coach them up and reimagine the possibilities and then watching it all unfold and seeing the results come in, and they're just thrilled. So we're really proud of what we've done and taken all of our years of experience and really applied it to this new world that we're all living in.
Fantastic. Fascinating stuff. I hope to, you know, we can connect again in the future and hear that 42 events has turned into 142 events and 18 million has turned into, I don't know, 500 bajillion. So
yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. After next week, it'll be 44. So we're just plugging along and, you know, we're doing something really special next week. It's a really, specific ask. It's going to really help people all across this country. And I know they're almost there, and it's going to be fun to see all the results come in next week. So it's just an exciting time to really use technology to its advantage for everyone that really may not be considering it as a tool. So,
Trace, before we wrap this episode, let me issue a formal invitation to you. Could you perhaps come back to the table with one of your clients and the three of us could do a case study, maybe examine what you've done for them and take a look at the outcomes and have a little fun together that way?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great. I would love to do that. I have someone I would instantly ask right away. If she would more than likely say yes, she would be great to have on the program.
Cool. Let's cue that up. Definitely.
Yeah.
Trace Kingham, CEO, founder of Reimagined Experiences. If people wanted to discover more about you, how would you suggest they find you?
Yeah, you can reach us on the web at reimaginedexperiences.com. That's reimagined with a D, experiences with an S.com. And you can find us there. We've got our information about our services and how we help organizations of all sizes. And yeah, that would be the great way. Or you could reach me at trace@reimaginedexperiences.com. That's my email, trace@reimaginedexperiences.com.
Trace, thank you. As always, it's very good to see you. And
you too. Thank you.
I will be looking forward to that case study. Thanks for being my guest today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.